This is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns are approaching Sunday's season finale as if they'll be facing the Steelers' full arsenal. Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin has been noncommittal about how he'll structure his roster, though, saying it was really undecided and really unimportant. The Steelers clinched the first-round bye after their win Monday and would move up to the number one overall seed with a win Sunday and a New England loss. Pittsburgh, of course, is already without star wide receiver Antonio Brown, who suffered a calf injury earlier this month. If the Steelers rested perennial Pro Bowl quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and running back Le'Veon Bell, it marked the second straight season in which the Steelers' triple Bs sat out the finale against the Browns. Cleveland's response, whether it be from Coach Hugh Jackson or the players in the locker room, to the uncertainty of Pittsburgh's lineup decisions has been unanimous. The Browns simply want to win to enter the offseason on a high note and avoid an 0-16 record. A lot's changed since week one, but the Browns can take some confidence from how they hung tough with Pittsburgh's fully stocked lineup in the season opener. Even without a playoff trip on the horizon, the Browns have plenty to play for against the Steelers squad that may or may not be similar to the one that begins its postseason trek 2 weeks from now. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates heading into Cleveland's New Year's Eve showdown in Steeltown.